Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 348. There must be another Noah. The gospel is everlasting, therefore had to be preached in Old Testament times as in the New. For example, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. But the people's unbelief had become as perverse as that of many today, for they turned their beautiful world into a hell of wickedness and violence, bringing upon themselves the flood. The Lord Jesus tells us how that history pictures the world of today. There must be another Noah, a church that is a preacher of righteousness by faith, the only kind there can be. From Eden, Christ conquered Satan, not merely wounded him. He bruised the head whereas the serpent bruised his heel. In the likeness of sinful flesh which we all inherit from our fallen Adam, Christ condemned sin, trampled upon it as you would the head of a poisonous snake. To all who believed on Christ in Old Testament times, he granted to overcome as he grants us today to overcome even as he overcame. In Abraham's seed Christ, all families of the earth are in fact blessed, not merely provisionally, or possibly, or perhaps, but in reality. Again, the blessing is for all the families of the earth in the dream the Lord gave to sinful, supplanter Jacob at Bethel. The gift of salvation is assured to unworthy sinners. But they must receive it. But if they don't receive it, the gift nonetheless was truly given. The universal nature of this gift is taught in the daily burnt offering in the Levitical service. It covered the sinner who had not yet learned to repent. It included the stranger within the gates. Its ultimate significance included all men who need a judicial acquittal in order not to die, the Revised English Bible. But again, the cover must not be presumed. But for Christ there remains the legal condemnation in Adam. Behold the goodness and severity of God.